The PGA Tour is moving cross town. It's the Bank of America Colonial in Fort Worth, and the ticket is counting all the strokes today through Sunday. Brought to you by Layer 10 Sales and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The time is 14 minutes past 4 p.m. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hopefully this sounds good enough for us to roll on here. How are we doing back there? We all right? Okay. All right. We're out at Colonial today saying good afternoon to you all. Colonial in crazy Fort Worth. We are set up at the entrance of the Fort Worth Zoo. And zoo types are here. They have brought animals out.
They brought Jack.
Yes. We're going to talk to them here in just a little bit and get them to tell us about the animals that they brought out. But first, we have someone else who joins us now. This is our pal, the girl known as Chansey.
There I am.
It's my favorite girl in all of Fort Worth.
Yes.
And that includes every girl that I ever messed around with at TCU.
How old are you?
I'm 22 now.
22?
Yes.
Wow.
Now we have the audio.
And about as cute as you can
I know, get. And engaged at the age of 22. Damn you, Chansey.
Well, do you realize?
Do you realize what you're doing?
I do.
Take you to Hawaii. Look out that window. There are many guys who take you to Hawaii and better places than Hawaii. Hawaii's not that great.
I don't think they come as great as him, though. I mean, I don't think
Trust
they'll understand.
Me, they do.
Maybe not. Maybe this guy's the rare exception,
He's
and
not.
We'll give Chansey the benefit of the doubt. You
Thank
know what?
You, Corby.
He
Thank
must
you.
Be great. To handle what we have described as the craziest laugh in the world.
Yeah, I mean, he handles it. I mean, Ryder would kick me out of bed.
Yeah, that's right.
And Chris handles it night after night.
All right, let's listen. Let's
take
you back.
That's a deal breaker for me.
He only kicked me out of bed once, and it wasn't for my laugh.
What was it for?
Well, I mean, I don't really think y'all.
True.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
I kind of want to know.
You do?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm kind of curious myself.
I'm afraid
you're going to scare those animals over there.
Wow.
I hope people out here that are seeing Chansey for the first time and who have heard her laugh before are like, God, I mean, how does this little thing make that cackling? You belong in a zoo with that noise.
I've been likened to a hyena before, I think.
All right, let's listen to where we first met Chansey. This Reiner wasn't actually there that day. It was Grego and I at the TCU Louisville game, right?
Correct.
On like a Wednesday or Thursday night.
Wednesday night.
And it was horrible.
Oh,
I mean,
pouring down
disgusting.
Rain. And we took the wireless out, and there was a lot of people there. Tons of people surrounding the broadcast site. And just randomly, well, I saw Chansey because she was really cute. But we were talking to someone else, and then we ran into Chansey, and this is what ensued.
Okay.
She sounds like a sea otter.
Or a sea otter.
Oh, my God.
That is the funniest thing. That's the funniest laugh I've ever heard in my life.
Don't back away from the mic. Can you hear her off mic?
He hates it so much that he loves it. I see it. He tries to pretend he doesn't.
Well, you had a pterodactyl moment.
What was so funny about this was Chansey was trying to get away.
Yeah.
I was running in circles. Like, I'm like, just go away. Stop.
And Corby was having none of it.
God, what chaos that was.
What chaos.
Just fart drop after fart drop and me chasing her around with a mic.
And her doing that?
Yeah.
So the next day, I come back in. I wasn't there that day. The next day, I come back in, and
we're overselling it.
All I'm hearing is, we've got something that you have got to hear. And I started, okay, well, what is it? He says, you've got to hear this girl's laugh. They told me it was a girl's laugh. And proceeded to just oversell the hell out of this. And I'm thinking, all right, no way this is going to live up to it. And damned if it wasn't all that and next. And then a few days later, you came up there, right?
Yeah.
She came, and your fiance brought you up there, I guess.
No, I came by myself.
Oh, you did?
I'm a big girl.
Oh, okay. Well, where did you run into her fiance? You know her fiance, don't you?
He knows my fiance's brother.
Oh, okay. That's right.
We went to school together, so I knew him. He was a year older than me.
Okay, so she comes up here, And I just can't believe this girl is capable of this. Because, you know, that's normally the kind of nonsense you get out of a tore-up girl.
Right.
Which, number one, she is not.
Tore-up, I am not.
No, right? You're not.
No.
You're not. You're
about
quite hot.
As far away from torn-up as it gets.
And
I could so fight through that.
You did?
Oh, I could so fight through that laugh.
And you also might think that that might be attached to more of a woman of size.
Yeah, maybe.
Than this. And she, and you were not
she's
bad
tiny.
Either.
What do you weigh, like 105, 110?
110. About that.
Now, we had her pictures up on the website for a while, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, she was up there. And yeah. People emailed, they could not believe that that was her. I mean, I can't tell you how many emails I got, like...
Oh, people thought that we were doing a gag.
Yeah, like, that's not her.
That's not
surely
her.
Surely that's not her. No woman that cute could make that horrific noise.
Well, I heard the ice pick email that the guy at the racetrack the other night. We had the best time at the racetrack the other night.
You did?
It was so much fun, yes. I mean, it was alcohol-induced, I think, but it was a lot of fun.
I mean, the horse track?
Yeah, it was so much fun. But, yeah, like... I had a friend with me, and she's like, yeah, it's her. It's her. That's the girl from the ticket. It's her. And I was like, what are you, my PR agent? What are you doing?
Yeah, you need to market this somehow.
You need to
surely there's money in this lab somehow.
And there's a guy, and he's like, he had his camera with him. He had it hanging around his neck with the ticket shirt. And he's like, started to pick it up to look to film it. And she's, no, audio only. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I was like, shut up.
So are you out here by yourself today?
Yeah, actually, Jared was up down at the baseball field, so he dropped me off from it because I didn't want to try to park.
No, it's pain in the butt.
Because I'm working for him right now at the ski shop, but I just took some time off to come down here.
So you're not going to the Colonial at all?
No. Yeah. We have tickets, but I have to work all the time. So
like the whole weekend you're not
going to
go?
I'm going to Austin this weekend. My brother's graduating at UT, so.
Ooh, well.
Yeah.
Well, fabulous.
I'm not even able to make it to anything.
I'm glad. So you heard us calling for your name, saying please show up at our remote.
Yeah, Chris told me that y'all had said that. I was like, why don't you come up there with me? And he's like, they don't want to see me.
He's right.
He is right.
He's exactly right. I wouldn't mind talking to him.
He is.
He's a smart man.
But you know, he's got something if he got you. He's got something going on.
He's got everything. Including me. Right?
He does, man.
And that.
All right, so let's say...
Okay, so there's ups and downs.
Well, okay, we posed a question yesterday. We talked about deal breakers. I don't know if you're listening or not.
I don't know.
And we were talking about girls that we thought were really cute that we, you know, maybe went on a first date with. And we're like, wow, this girl's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, what would it take for the deal to be broken, essentially? What kind of characteristic, what kind of physical ailment or
like
whatever?
Like B.O. I can't fight through B.O.
Right. One of
I
Reiner's,
can't blame you.
One of Reiner's was... Girls who won't shut up, slash has a crazy laugh.
Right.
So we start playing Chancey's laugh. So how long would it take you? Like, and what would you say?
The instant I heard it, that would be it.
Come on, Reiner.
No. See, mine are such that I can wade through them before we get into any dating situation. Like, if they pass muster on all the deal breakers, then we might get into a dating scene.
Okay. Let's say that nothing was ever... You guys were having a nice philosophical conversation. And you're like, wow, this girl's really deep, you know? And then you're like, you ask her out, and then you start, you know, joking around and having a few beers.
Deal
and
breaker number four is deep girls, so that wouldn't happen. God.
So you want them as shallow and silent as you can possibly get, right?
That's exactly what I want.
At least he's
honest. Would you tell her? Or would you just say, I'm done?
I'd probably just say I'm done. Because I don't like I don't like confrontation.
Maybe employ your
So you say that you would wait until you say the dating situation, so you could stand one night, but you couldn't stand like a few nights.
No.
So you're saying you couldn't stand one night.
No, I couldn't stand one night.
Wow.
I couldn't
with duct tape?
Maybe then.
You know what? That laugh intensifies when she cracks herself up.
Right. So can
and
you
then
imagine
we get the pterodactyl on top of that?
Well, can you imagine the two of us together all the time?
Yeah, that would be bad.
Oh, dude.
Can you imagine what your kids would do?
Oh, those poor children.
They'd be confused.
They would.
They'd be like a... They wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Well, it's great to see you.
It's great to see you guys.
We appreciate you making your way down here and spending a few moments with us.
We always like
to
see you. Right now.
That's right. Anytime we're in Fort Worth, we demand that you show up.
We need like a quarterly Chancy appearance.
We can probably
handle
that. Yeah, that's doable.
All right.
It's absolutely doable.
Cool.
More doable than
me.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
She's just so cute. God almighty, she's so cute.
I know, man. She's gorgeous.
Man, I could fight through a lot for that.
Through my laugh?
No.
Oh, Greg.
Man, I could probably fight through a mustache with her.
No, you could not.
I think I could.
A milk mustache?
No, just flat out mustache.
I don't know if I could.
I think I could. That's how cute you are.
All right, it is 4:24 here on Sports Radio 13.
Don't scare the animals over there, Chance.
How about it, Psycho? Did we make it through that segment all right?
That penguin tried to bite my toe off a minute ago.
Okay, I think we're back on track again, so let's do the zoo next. You want to?
Excellent.
That next here on the Hard Line.